Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our market wrap here this afternoon, and we've got complete market details coming up for you right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, the rally in the cattle futures today was being met with little, if any, confidence, let alone enthusiasm, but rather a sense of bafflement and even dread. The massive discounts, a return trip to the recent futures lows, new lows in the cash-fed cattle market for the year have made this week a very difficult one for the cattle industry. Optimism had been extinguished. No one wants to watch another rally fail. Now, the cash trade for the week wrapped up yesterday, generally about $3 lower and $9 to $10 lower than a mere 2 weeks ago. The velocity and magnitude of the decline has left most feeling shell-shocked and wondering multiple times daily where the downtrend will end. Lots of cattle were sold for the second half of May at what would be the equivalent of 120 to 121. Cattle feeders can't seem to get May and even June cattle sold fast enough. Heading over to the grains today, well, trade was fairly flat across the board today with the grains. In fact, even heading lower in a majority of those markets. The U.S. stock market indices are lower with Dow down 165. The interest rate products mixed. The dollar index was 70 points lower. Energies were mixed with crude oil and Dow was down about 40 cents. Livestock trade, though, was higher, but the precious metals were higher as well with gold up $30. Corn trade narrowly mixed today with trade fading from early strength. Corn is poised to post a strong monthly gain at the conclusion of trade today, which could trigger additional chart buying and or short covering. Now, over on the wheat futures, the wheat was narrowly mixed with trade treading water this morning with limited spillover from the new crops and support coming from the sharply lower dollar. Trade was unable to hold gains yesterday and continued to struggle to consolidate the breakouts. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.